Some Russian banks removed. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S., EU, and U.K. will remove select Russian banks from the SWIFT global financial messaging system.
Also targeting the Russian central bank from deploying its international reserves in a way that might undermine the sanctions that have been imposed against Russia. Now, this is a more limited deployment of the so-called nuclear option. However, the notice from the White House ends with a message, a warning, that the group of allies is willing and ready to impose measures even further than the steps that have been taken today.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Meanwhile, a major oil depot has been attacked as the capital of Kyiv remains dark. Fox's Trey Yingst is there.
A Russian missile targeted an oil depot near the town just south of Kyiv called Vasilkiv. A major catastrophic event for the environment here in the Ukrainian capital as this massive fire has been burning. This is significant because this is not a military piece of infrastructure. This is a civilian oil depot. Russians have been hitting a number of different targets across the city over the past 24 hours, and this came just after officials in the Ukrainian capital warned about more aerial bombardments by the Russians.
President Biden announced another $350 million of weapons aid will be provided to Ukraine. Germany approved a Dutch shipment of 400 rocket-propelled grenade launchers to Ukraine. That marks a shift from a long-standing policy to not allow German-made lethal weapons to be sent to conflict zones. Many bars and liquor stores across America and Canada are pulling Russian vodka off their shelves and promoting Ukrainian brands instead. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu ordered Russian-made vodka pulled from state-run liquor stores. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The CDC has issued revised guidelines that will likely end a number of mask regulations across the country. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
Newer guidelines made public Friday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control now say masks will not be necessary for a majority of Americans going forward. The changes come as a number of states with governors normally quite adherent to masking as a way of potentially preventing coronavirus spread have done away with the requirements. CDC says they will no longer look at numbers of detected infections, but on the number of hospitalizations to determine risk rates. People are able to check risk levels for their area on the CDC website. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Three former Minneapolis police officers are set to face years behind bars when they're sentenced in connection with the George Floyd case. Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Tutau, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King were found guilty on charges of failing to get George Floyd medical care. Tau and King also guilty of failing to stop Derek Chauvin during Floyd's deadly arrest in 2020. Floyd's brother, Filonis, praising the verdict, though saying,
"Times, you know, will be probably a lot harder for me still because I can't get my brother back."
Tao, King, and Lane each face up to life in prison and still state charges in the case. The former officers blaming Derek Chauvin, poor police training, and a culture within the MPD not to question superiors. Jeff Madasso, Fox News.
A West Virginia community today remembered the victims of a disaster 50 years ago when 125 people lost their lives. Dozens of towns were inundated when a coal waste impoundment unleashed a torrent of black water into a narrow valley. Today's event in the community of Buffalo Creek, where a temporary morgue had been set up at a high school after the disaster. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.